Morning, Stephen. Hello?
Yes, I'm listening, John. Go ahead.
Stephen, I've rung your show before a few times, and I'm going to tell you now, this is going to be the last time I'm going to ring it. I want this message to go out to all those people who are involved in all this fighting, all our politicians, everybody, and especially that last caller on the phone there. You're all taking their lives for granted. I have a son in Musgrave Hospital, and they can't eat, and they can't talk, and they can't walk, and they can't go to the toilet. And he sits in a chair all day. All day long. Now, 6 months ago, my son was a healthy human being. And I just want all those people out there to think what they're doing. And don't take the oxygen that you breathe through your lungs for granted. Because someday it won't be there. And it doesn't matter whether you're a Catholic or Protestant. I don't go into the hospital at night and ask the nurses what religion they are. I'm just so thankful that they are there to help my son. And you see the people in that Stormont that I go out and work for every day and pay their wages? I want you to start earning your wages. That's all I have to say.
What do you mean you want them to earn their wages? What do you need them to do in this situation?
I want all this. I want these people to rise up. Just imagine to have your health one day and all of a sudden it's gone. And I mean gone forever. And you're sitting in your own body and you're aware of things and you can't do a thing about it.
Your son's terminally ill, is he?
No, he's not terminally ill. He's got severe brain damage.
Okay.
But he was a fit, healthy young fella. And in a split second, his life has changed forever.
Well, you're giving us a sense of perspective this morning.
Yep. So when I listen to all this rubbish and real, and you see the television and you see them fighting, they need to get a life because they don't live in the real world. I have to go, Stephen.
Thank you for calling me, John. Thank you.
Bye.